Welcome to Marriage in the Making, a podcast to strengthen and encourage marriages.
This is Corey.
And Kimberly Gardner. We'll share our story, the good, the bad, the funny, and the sad, with some biblical wisdom as we help you navigate the challenges of marriage.
Welcome back to the Marriage in the Making podcast.
I can't.
I miss that guy on like the previews, you know? Like the movie previews?
Oh, in a world.
In a world. You know what I mean? Like, very dark, where there was no light. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a cool voice. Is he still on there?
I have no idea.
Like, I haven't been to the movie theater in a year because of the friggin' pandemic, right? And so, hey, like, it'd be great to hear this man with a deep voice speaking over. No? Okay. So welcome back, guys. We really hope that you're enjoying this podcast. And once again, please leave us a review so that others can find us. Okay, so we're jumping right in.
Right into it. Into the thick of it. That's what happens.
To prepare for kids. I went out and I bought two books on how to be a great dad and to take care of my infant. And I think I read two pages out of both books. This is Marriage in the Making, Parenting Edition.
All right, guys. All jokes aside, parenting is not perfection.
Says who? I am perfect.
Okay.
Those two pages that I read in those books told me so.
They got you, right? They said, you are an amazing father.
I flipped through and looked
at the
pictures.
You are an amazing father, though.
You know.
Lillian said that today in the car.
Oh, really?
She did.
Oh, man.
She said,
it's my girl.
She said, Dad is the best dad. He is the best dad. I should have told him that yesterday. I'm going to tell him when I get home today. And then she forgot to tell me.
And she didn't tell me.
She tells me all the things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess she's like, oh, I know Mom will relay it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind you guys, you will make mistakes.
I've never made a mistake. I'm telling you, I am the greatest dad ever.
Perfection. Well, I mean, you've told Lillian that, and I think she's going to start believing that, because we read this book to her. It's about monsters and all the goblins and all the things. And every other page ends with, even mamas make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And she started voicing this to me anytime I make a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So I'll do something, and she'll, that's okay, Mommy.
That's what mamas, you get for bringing home books from the library.
Mamas make mistakes.
You know?
And I kid you not, guys, Corey made some sort of mistake. And he walked outside to take out the trash. And I, as he was walking out, I said, that's okay. Even daddies make mistakes. And when he closed the sliding door, she says to me, daddies don't make mistakes, Mommy. And I'm like, what? Hold on. Time out. What? And she said, daddy shook his head. He said, no. Like, as my back is to him, I was like, oh, sucker.
Uh-huh.
If she only knew.
Yeah.
But we wanted to let you guys in on all the things we learned during our first couple years as parents. And we want you to sit back and listen as we make you parent of the year while you listen to some of our own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to put a disclaimer. Don't worry, because no children were harmed in the making of this episode.
Yes. All right. So if you guys listened to the last one, you guys all know that when Lillian was brought in to me, you know, after she was a brand new baby, welcome to the world, Lillian, I didn't even know how to pick her up, you know. I had never changed a diaper, and I don't know, and she was like a couple hours old is when I changed her first diaper and my first diaper. That's crazy.
You have your own diaper that you had to change?
No, like my first diaper.
I kid.
Jerk.
I know.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
So a nurse had to show me and like be the overseer of this diaper change, because one, I was entirely too nervous because I was like, why is it that color?
It was like black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like tar. Like, what is that? Why? And why is it so sticky? Like, why can't... Like, so I was unsure what to do. And so the nurse was like, it's okay. I got this one. As she, like, Heisman'd me out of the way. You know what I mean? Like, gosh. I felt I felt like a doofus.
I think one of the funniest diaper change moments for you was when you yelled for me with her and you were like, I don't know, guys, I don't know how this happened with him because Lillian is a girl. You know, I know with boys, pee gets everywhere. Mm-hmm. She had pee up her back into her hair when he was changing
her. It was a lot. And we had that like memory foam changing table, so it just created like a hot dog bun and then like rolled up to the top of her head.
I still don't know anybody.
Look, I bathed her, didn't I?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Uh-huh.
So I really wanted to nurse Lillian and was even in tears crying when we started because I was just like, oh my gosh, it's working. And I was super emotional. But we never really perfected it at the hospital. When we got home, it was even harder. Mm-hmm. And what gets me is everybody's like, it's just so natural. It's this natural. And I mean, a lot of things are natural, but that doesn't mean it's not hard.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough people talk about that and admit that it's hard for them. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those people, it's hard. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking it's easy peasy because
I mean,
it can be difficult. Yeah, let me say it's not everybody's difficult, but it can be difficult. I had a rough go at it. I was determined. Yes. So when Lillian was 6 weeks old, I was like ugly crying in our bed. And it had to be midnight because she was getting supplemented with formula. And I was like, no, I don't want to go this way. You know, I'm just like, for whatever reason, thinking that my life is over because I can't nurse her. And I was not making enough milk and it was hurting. I mean,
she had, what is it called? Like a shallow latch or whatever it was.
It was like she was having difficulty. I was having difficulty.
Everyone was having difficulty.
You were watching like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yeah.
And you came to me and you encouraged me, but you also let me know that it was okay if I didn't want to continue.
Yeah.
Which was good, but at the same time, I was like, I want to. And he's like, all right, well, if you want to, what do we got to do? Mm-hmm. And we met with a lactation consultant the next day, and she found a way to actually help Corey feed Lillian with like a SNS system. It's like a supplemental nursing system.
There you go. I was wondering and, what that stood
yeah.
for.
And so basically it allows women to nurse while kids are getting the formula. But what Corey did is he just like held it on his finger and would allow her nurse. So it would give me a break and I could rest. It had to be the worst thing ever to have to sit there and do that. And it was really annoying. And we started getting to the point where I was just like, I don't know if we're going to do this. And you guys will never guess what made the difference. Mm-hmm. We went to see my chiropractor, the one that adjusted me. If you listened to the last episode, adjusted me and put that magic potion on my feet.
Yeah, the and said, essential oils.
The essential oils. I keep calling it that because I'm like, I don't know what that is. And I promptly got rid of that as soon as we got home from the hospital. I was like, get that out of this house. But
never again.
Right. I went to get adjusted. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she's like, what's going on? Why you got all this issue? And they give you like the
little, it's a nipple shield.
A nipple shield, which is supposed to help. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what do you need that for? And I'm like, I don't know, because, whatever.
They said this is what I needed.
I kid you not, guys. This lady comes in and she's like, is it okay if I help you? I was like, could you please? I'm so serious. She basically helped me shove my breast into Lillian's mouth and she nursed like a champ from then to 20 months.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, are you serious?
This is all it took?
All right.
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Where have you been for the last 8 weeks?
Yeah.
I needed you. Yeah. Like, it was too much. But it's so funny. You never know where you're going to get your help from.
Yeah. She's a straight shooter, man.
Yeah, she's, man, she tell you like it is. Hurt your feelings at times.
Yeah, man, she don't play.
Mm-mm.
Get a good baby gate. they definitely don't tell you this, but you should get a really good baby gate. So we were getting ready for church one morning, and Lillian was probably like 1.5 at this point. Like, she was definitely walking.
Yes.
Right. And we had one of those like cheapo like $5 joints like from Walmart.
From Walmart. It's like the wood one where you have the latch that pops up and down, but there's no locking mechanism.
They don't even keep dogs out, man. It's, like, they just jump over them or push them down.
You know, but it's the thing everybody uses. So you're like, oh, yeah, you know.
It just works off of tension.
Right.
Right? And so I'm looking at her, and she's like, Daddy, you know, that kind of thing. And she, like, puts her hands up on the gate, and, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm, like.
And he's on the stairs.
I was like.
And Lillian's at, like, the top of our stairs.
Yeah, like, maybe two or three stairs up, like, at this point. And our stairs are, like, what, 12, 13 stairs, 14? I don't know.
A regular flight of stairs, yeah, I don't know.
Whatever that is. I don't feel like counting stairs right now. But anyway, so I'm, like, you know, two, three stairs up. And I hear her go, Daddy. And then she puts her hands up on the gate. And the gate just, like, becomes this, like, sled, like, in a downhill luge. And I don't know, like, it was like slow motion. Everything stopped. And I had, like, Million Dollar Man powers.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, I was able to clear stairs and get to her before she came sliding down like something out of the Winter Games of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
That was quickly gotten rid of.
Yeah, that baby gate was destroyed because it almost destroyed my daughter. And so get a really good baby gate.
Like one
that costs.
It's going to cost, like, it's not an arm and a leg, but get something that you know is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Especially at the top of stairs.
It's like heavy duty, like rubber studs on them or something, you know.
Something that you can put in your wall.
Yeah, like anchor that sucker.
Bro.
That was, man.
Reflex game on point though, ain't it, babe?
And you're dang right it was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you, but when you become a dad, you get superpowers.
I feel like I have more superpowers, but I'm just going to put that out there.
I mean, I'll give it to you.
You're like, I'll let you have that one.
Sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, sometimes they aren't teething. You know that, like, that old, like, oh, if they have a fever or they're drooling or they're tugging at their ear, like, some, you know, every once in a while they're like, they're teething. And most of the time they're teething.
Sometimes they are, yeah.
But sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's an ear infection. And I tell you this because I felt like a horrible mom for like a month because...
Yeah, you beat yourself up over this
one. I felt so bad because Lillian was teething,
mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm, she was tugging at her ear and had a slight fever. That would come and go, and, you know, I'd always heard, well, they're teething. And so my husband's like, I don't know, I think something's wrong. I'm like, no, man, she's teething, but she's good. She good. And sure enough, he's like,
she got an ear infection.
I think she's got an ear infection.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know what? If she still feels like such and such, or she's still pulling on her ears, this day we're taking her to the, I'm like, okay, fine, let's go waste a copay. You know, like, that's what I was thinking. We get there and the doctor's like, yeah, she's got a pretty good ear infection. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad mom. Like, yeah. Who does that? Who puts their kid through pain because they're like, no, they're teething.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're teething. Sometimes it's an ear infection. Go with your gut, unless your gut's like mine, and then go with your husband's gut.
Oh, man. That's so funny. That is so funny.
And then don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
For too long. You're going to do it because you're a parent, but don't do it for too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should also insist that your kids walk instead of run when they're wobbly or just learning how to walk / run.
No, when they're just learning to walk.
Yeah. And they're not good. Like, they're, you know, I'm talking about, like, when they start to, like, speed walk a little bit and they're, like, almost running.
They're switching their hips, yeah, and their arms.
But they, like, constantly stub their toes and just fall randomly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm walking Lillian out to the car. And I was like, baby, you need to slow down. She said, okay. And she just kept, you know, taking off. I'm like, you're going to fall. You're going to hurt yourself. And there was, like, an uneven part in the parking lot. You know how, like, sometimes the concrete slabs don't quite... And one's, like, elevated and the other one's not. Yeah, she hit that toe. and she looked like a rocking horse, you know, but she landed like on her forehead.
Aww.
And you could like hear it hit. I was like, oh my gosh, I told you to stop walking, I mean running, what are you doing? And I remember picking her up, and I felt so terrible because she had like a little like scrape on her dome, and I had to go in.
And a nugget, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I had to go in and put ice on it and, you know, Bactine and all that
and
stuff.
And arnica gel. I did not learn about arnica gel, guys, until my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She was like, well, just put some arnica gel on. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this tomfoolery? And whatever is in that, I haven't even looked at the ingredients. I just know we put stuff on
arnica.
Bumps.
It's arnica, like a plant. It's a arnica plant. It's a miracle plant. That helps with like...
You put it on bumps.
Bruising.
You put it on a bruise.
And it goes away.
And the bruises go away. And I don't know how. I don't know what.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but...
Lillian says it's Jesus because she prays. And I'm like, girl, yes, he heals.
He does
But
heal.
Come here, let me put this arnica gel on your head, too.
Yeah. Thank God for the doctor or the scientist that
came up with that. So put
arnica gel.
If you're listening and you're like, arnica gel, write it down. Go check it out.
Even if you get a burn or something like
that,
it's good for you guys
I've
to have
used
it around
it
the
too.
House.
Arnica gel.
Yeah, but make sure that your kids are, you know.
Make sure they walk.
Walking. Walking feet. That's what I always hear.
Walking feet will keep you safe.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
they
you
will.
Go. And that's no lie.
That works for adults, too.
Yep. Even the non-clumsy ones.
So next I want to tell you your child care provider. This ain't their first rodeo, unless it really is their first rodeo, and then you need to be on it. But most of the time, if you've researched your child care provider, they've done this. You aren't telling them anything new. They've cared for all kinds of children before you brought yours to them. And yes, you love them more than anybody else in the world, but they know what they're doing. Find someone you trust and don't hover. You're going to stress yourself out for no reason. I know our first year with Lillian in daycare, and we knew the people that were watching her. Like, there's nobody we would rather trust her with.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still like, well, why did this happen? What is this? What is that?
Man,
is
I bet you we annoyed them so
I'm
bad.
Sure we did. And if any of you are listening, I'm sorry.
Me too.
And I appreciate you. Like,
yes.
We really try to show them we appreciate them because I'm like, man, they do a lot. And right now we cloth diaper Winifred, and they are helping, you know, allowing us to do that. And I'm just, trust your daycare provider.
Yes.
If there are red flags, obviously check them out. But yeah. If you just...
For the most part.
If you're just
you're
being
okay.
Over obsessive or hovering in a way you shouldn't, or you're just like, look at the mistakes we're making and realize that your child care provider is not doing nearly as much harm as you're doing to your kid at home.
Yeah, I agree. Which leads me to like my second point. You're going to treat your kid like glass, like your first kid, like glass. Like the minute you get them, they're just going to break. They're going to shatter.
Yep. You want to protect them from everything.
And then your second kid, you need to tie a bell around them because you're going to forget where they are. Like, I feel like our second kid walks around with like a perma bruise on her all the time.
Where does that bruise come from? I don't even know where that came from.
And
get the arnica gel.
Yeah. She's so tough, man.
She is.
Like, it's, oh man, it's so crazy because the first one knows that she's glass.
And she does.
And the second one's going to be like, nah, man, it don't hurt that bad.
No, right?
Suck it up.
Thing one is like, oh, my arm. I'm sick, Mom. I'm like, no, you aren't. Suck it up. And the other one, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you just broke your arm. And she'll be the one that's like, no, I can walk it off, Coach. I'll be like, whoa.
Let me throw the ball, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how the second one's just like, it's not, yeah.
It ain't our first rodeo.
There you
go. So we realize, we're like, I don't know why I stressed about.
And now when
about,
we send her to daycare, you know.
We're like, bye, take her.
It's like, it's cool. Like, don't trip, right? And they're like, here's this. It's like, eh, whatever.
It's like, what? Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
How'd that happen? Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yep. I believe it.
Things happen. They're babies.
She's toddling. That's why they call them toddlers.
Which, if it was the first one, we would have been like, what do you mean?
What do you mean she toddled over as a toddler?
Yeah. how did that happen?
Why didn't you catch her?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. You change so much.
You do. Take a step back. Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
You won't break them.
And they're, for the second one...
They're pretty resilient.
Don't forget they're there.
Yeah, just get a bell. Just tie a bell around them. You know, it's, you know, yeah.
Moving on, you know, you're feeding your kid.
Mm.
You know, you're going from formula or breast milk to some sort of solid food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Baby-led weaning is one of those choices. You know, for those of you who don't know, baby-led weaning is when you give kids regular table food, like soft bananas, things like that.
Avocado.
You know, really well-cooked chicken, like really soft foods.
Mm-hmm.
And you just continue to give them those kinds of things and introduce other types of foods as you eat them in your household.
You just break them up into small pieces to where they can, and if it's soft enough, they can, you know, gum it or whatever.
And if you, you know, me, like I used a puree a couple times with a little bit of water and a couple things that she wasn't quite ready for. Like, well, you can still taste it. So let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, baby-led weaning, it can be scary because you're not sure about it. You're like, wait, this kid has no idea how to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dangerous, but if you find yourself in a bind and you're scared,
yeah,
you could always just push the food down your kid's throat. At least that's what Corey did.
Thanks. Thanks. I thought this was going to be something like that you shared, right?
Nope. I was in the kitchen and...
Like, here's one of my mistakes. It's like, this is definitely Corey's mistake.
This cracked me up, and I just thought I had to share this for anybody.
Man, she scared me.
Anybody who is stressing about baby-led weaning, you are not alone. And anybody that freaks out, you're also not alone. Because something that babies do when they're learning how to swallow and chew is they might, like, gag up their food a little bit. Like, oh, no, I swallowed that wrong, or I swallowed too much, and they'll push it back up. And learn how to swallow it correctly. I didn't explain all this to Corey, so maybe this is my mistake as well.
Yeah.
But Lillian was doing that, and Corey opens her mouth and sticks his hand in her mouth.
I pushed that piece of avocado down in her tummy.
Pushed it all the way down. So, and I turn around, and he's sitting there like with his hands up, like I was the police saying, "Stop, freeze! What are you doing?" And he had his hands up like.
She almost died.
She was dying. She was choking. And I'm like, did you just shove your hand down her throat?
Yeah. Which I found out could be very dangerous because I could have shoved that piece of avocado like in her windpipe or something.
Into her windpipe. Guys, I tell you, our kids are living by the grace of God right now. You know, like we are trying our best, but the Lord knows.
Look.
He knows our heart.
It is. Being a parent, unfortunately, they don't come out with like, you know,
guides.
Yeah, manuals.
Right.
Like cars. You know
what
I mean?
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, okay, let's see. Feeding, turn to page 384. Okay, let me see. Yeah, that just doesn't work.
The closest you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendation right here.
Yeah.
The Dr. Sears baby book. That thing has everything in it.
It's a massive book.
It's like a dictionary.
Put together by a family of pediatricians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're like, man, I don't want to make all these mistakes. One, you're going to make them anyway.
Yep.
Maybe not the exact same ones because we're special. But you're going to make your own. But if you want to double check some things you're doing and, you know, not let your kid walk around with an ear infection for too long or you're unsure of what foods to introduce to them when, this book has all the stuff. I'll link that in the show notes. So if you aren't sure what it is, just go check it out in the show notes. We'll link it. You can go find it, get it. It was really helpful for the first one when I was looking all that stuff up. Now with the second one, I'm like, yeah, she should be good.
Lillian was the test.
She was like the test baby. And now Winnie's like, I think that.
We've done this before.
Yeah, give her peanut butter. We're good.
It's time for that, right?
It's time for that, I think.
Okay. Your kid probably doesn't need 150 different toys or all that stuff, you know, baby swings,
Do you remember when we tried to get a baby swing?
And she hated it?
She hated it. We couldn't, she would not, you know what I was like? You know, that thing's expensive. Pack it up and send it back.
You know what the baby swing was? My arms.
Yep.
Yeah.
And an exercise ball.
Yeah, exercise ball is cool. Yeah.
Sit on it and so, bounce them.
Baby swings? Nope. Baby Jordans? I mean, if you want your kid to be fresh and super cool, but hey.
For 2 weeks.
I was just about to say that. Like, they're, yeah. So, golden pacifiers, you know, wipes warmer, changing tables. The list, I mean, I could keep going. I mean, you know. Oh, you know, flashing toys and all this other stuff. They don't need that.
There's a lot of stuff they don't need.
They really don't. I think a lot of times we walk into a toy section and we go, oh my gosh. It's like overwhelming for us. You think it's overwhelming for a kid walking into a toy store for the first time? Like walking into the baby section of like a Target or Walmart or something.
Or when there used to be Toys R Us everywhere.
And you're just like, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Like, what do we need?
What's the right one? Like, which one's going to teach my baby things?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're going to teach your baby things. Like, it doesn't need to learn how to, your baby doesn't need to learn how to say the ABCs in Spanish and in Mandarin right now. Like, like, skip that, man. You know, just teach your baby English and, you know, read to him and stuff. You know, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It doesn't
or
have
whatever languages you're speaking at home, like obviously.
Right.
Whatever it is. But it's like,
yeah, if you speak English, if you're bilingual and you speak English and Spanish, but you happen to like, you know, do a minor in college in Mandarin, good for you. But you don't need Leapfrog to teach your kid to like,
yeah,
you know
let
what I'm saying?
Them play. But more so like I also think about. Somebody asked me about a wipes warmer. I was like, for what? Do you have warm paper towels when you wipe your butt? And they're like, well, no.
I mean, I don't know about you, babe. I don't wipe my butt with paper towels, though.
What I'm saying is like, okay, do you use warm, wet wipes when you go to the bathroom?
Nah, man.
No, it's like, it's an unnecessary luxury. And look here, you ain't work yet, and you getting a luxury?
You have not contributed to this household.
No, who you ain't paying no bills, but you get a wipes warmer? No. But it's just really unnecessary. Like a separate changing table just to change your baby on. That's a whole piece of furniture taking up room.
Yeah.
Get a good dresser that has a nice size tabletop.
Yeah.
And put the changing pad on the top.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because that's their hustle.
Don't overcomplicate it.
We just want you to be aware.
People back in the 40s didn't even have seatbelts.
But you need a car seat.
our cars go a lot faster than they did back then.
Don't throw your baby in the back seat without a car seat.
Oh, man.
I want to remind you guys not to be hard on yourselves. Like, we are all going to make mistakes. Well, like a lot of them.
Yeah, these are just some.
And we're not even done.
No.
We're not even done, but before we, you know, we have one more that we want to share with you. I don't really know what's a mistake. It's just a warning.
People are going to feel like they got to call like DHS after this
episode. I know. Don't do it.
Please
we're good
don't.
Parents.
We're good parents. They're
we
okay.
We really are. They are.
Ask anybody who really knows us. Oh, man. Wait. You guys
seek,
are listening.
Right. Seek them out.
Podcast. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, we just want to remind you not to be hard on yourself because... your kid's going to get bumps.
Yeah, learn from those mistakes that you guys
yes,
make.
Yes, do better the next time.
Yeah.
You know, we have a super gate at the top of our steps because we know
it's
better.
Like Fort Knox at the top of that.
Yeah. And
yeah, man.
I am super, I know exactly. Like, I have different safety precautions around the house that I didn't have with Lillian because I know better. You know, just things that you learn and. There was a comedian that said, kids are resilient. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Man. You know, because they go through so much with us as parents, figuring out how to be parents.
But they're also figuring out how to be kids,
They're figuring out how to be kids.
You
like,
know, and navigate
the
world.
all the things we're going through, they're going through as little miniature versions of adults.
As many times as you've burnt yourself as a 30-year-old or a 25-year-old.
Yes.
You know, they got to learn all those things too. And I think that's the hard part is like, we don't want our kids to hurt. You know what I mean?
No, we're doing all the things to protect them. Yeah. But at the same time.
It breaks your heart when something like that happens, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yes. You just have to do your best. Don't dwell on the mistakes. Learn from them. Move on. And just be there for your kids in the best way possible.
Yeah.
So we're going to, Corey's going to tell you about one last thing before we close out this episode.
So if you listen to our last episode, we mentioned our doula. This wonderful.
Doula.
This wonderful, wonderful woman. And she introduced us to a thing called co-sleeping.
Right. Which they do all over the world.
Yeah.
And like the United States is
one of the only countries that
societies that is kind of like co-sleeping. We don't.
It's always us Westerners that's tearing stuff up, man.
Learn about it. Read about it.
Yeah. But co-sleeping is a blessing. But it's also kind of a curse, too.
Man.
It's nothing like getting a smack to the face with a little, you know, 1-year-old hand when you're like. Dreaming
but
about
it's a blessing in the beginning if you're a nursing mom.
There you go.
And
they're not moving too much.
You nurse them, you go back to sleep.
Yeah.
You nurse them, you go back to sleep. They're right there.
I think for me, I was against it at first. Because I was scared that like I would roll over.
Yeah.
Onto the baby or something like that. But you're
like hyper aware.
Yeah, it's like a sixth sense or something, man. It's crazy like how you automatically know where they're at.
Yeah. Research says that mother's breathing helps to regulate the baby's breathing when you co-sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, so, you know, obviously there is less issue with SIDS at that point because the kids breathe with the mother's breathing and it helps regulate. Mm-hmm. Now, we are not giving anybody advice as to how they should sleep with their children. You should take the advice of your doctor. Yep.
Consult a pediatrician.
You should take the advice, you know, make your own decisions based off of your own research. Mm-hmm. We're just telling you for us, it was a blessing in the beginning because I didn't want to walk to a whole nother room to nurse a baby or fall asleep sitting in a chair and worry I was going to drop the baby on the floor or what have you.
Yeah.
But it also, you know, it's hard right now because we're trying to get this baby to sleep in her own space. And I sleep on a quarter of what is our mattress, and Corey gets smacked in the face repeatedly throughout the night.
Yeah.
So it can be great at the beginning, but I'm not going to lie. It's rough at the end.
Start getting them in the crib or in their bed, you know, a little bit earlier.
We hope you all saw in this episode, parenting is hard. And everyone makes mistakes, learning how to raise that next generation that's going to change the world. How many people do you think have said that about their kids? They're going to change the world.
I think a lot.
Probably everyone.
You know.
And it changes.
Yeah, some of them did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours is going to change the world. As we're making these change leaders, and we make these mistakes, I can almost guarantee you they're not traumatized by the small ones. So give yourself some grace, same kind of grace that God gives you. And just know that we're all trying to be the best for our little ones. And that's all anyone can ask. So guys, we want to tell you we love you. We'll see you next week. Be blessed and stay encouraged. Bye, fam.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to hit subscribe to get notifications when a new episode drops. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review so others can find us and come along for the ride. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram @MarriageInTheMaking for some additional encouragement.